Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
This is my testimony, everybody. How God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love
is patient.
Love
is kind.
Love
is felt most when it's genuine. I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated it and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today. When I think about all I've been through, that I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that he favored me. Because my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me. Because great is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did. They told a whole lot of lies. But God favored me. My character. My integrity.
My faith in God. He favored me.
But it would not fall. Would not bend. Won't compromise.
God favored
me. I spoke life and prosperity. I even spoke health. He favored me. They whispered about me. They conspired against me. They told a whole lot of lies on me. But God favored me. My character.
My faith in God.
He favored me. It will not fall. Not gonna bend.
Won't compromise.
I speak prosperity
and I speak health.
They whispered, they conspired,
they told their lies,
but God favored
me.
My character,
my integrity,
everything was in question, but he favored me.
But I want you to know tonight you got faith.
God favored me.
In your trial, in your test, in your hard time, don't worry.
God favored me.
Attack your character. Attack your integrity. Don't worry, no, no.
God favored me.
Touch your neighbor. Encourage the person next to you. Tell them I got it. Tell them I got it. I can say it.
Yeah.
happy to tell you why.
God favors me.
No longer do I cry when fake friends say goodbye.
God favors me.
Some days the well was dry, but I had the same reply.
God favors me.
He even wants to bring me down to size.
Hey, God.
But God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. God favor me. Thank you, Lord, for your favor. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Sunday morning. What a word of the Lord comes alive, and we say thank you for favoring us today, waking us up today, clothing our right mind today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just say thank you, Father. Thank you. You didn't have to do it, but you did. And we say thank you for this awesome Sunday morning. We welcome you in our services on today, from the pulpit to the back door to the children's church on today. We welcome you in our homes on today, rule and reign and deliver in our homes on today. We welcome you in our neighborhoods today, rule and reign in our neighborhoods. And we say thank you for favoring us. Thank you, hallelujah, to the Lamb of God, because this is the day the Lord has made, and I choose to rejoice and be glad in it. God favoring me, hallelujah, to the Lamb of God. Oh, come bless the Lord with me today. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be lifted up. He's worthy to be magnified. Because if it had not been for him, where would we all be this morning? Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. You say if you be lifted up, you would draw all men unto you. So we come to lift you up this morning. Hallelujah, because you favor each and every one of us today. You woke us up, clothing our right mind, the activity of our limbs, the breath we breathe. You favoring us on today, and we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name, Lord. We come to magnify your name, Lord. We come to lift up you today, Lord God. And we just thank you for grace and mercy. We thank you for roofs over our heads today. Hallelujah. To the Lamb of God. You favored us. Hallelujah. We have roofs over our head. We're not homeless. We have food to eat. We're not hungry. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We have clothes to put on our back. We're not clothesless. We say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We come to say thank you for ordering our footsteps today, Lord God. Lead and direct us in all truth on today, Lord God. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name. Bless your name, Lord God. We come pleading the blood of Jesus over each and every one on this mind today, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, Lord God. We just come to say thank you for favoring us today. Hallelujah for waking us up today. Some didn't make it, Lord God, and we say thank you, Lord God. We come plead the blood over the atmosphere today, because we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but principalities in high places. God, you favoring us. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, we just bless your name today. We will continuously look to the hills where cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord. Our strength comes from the Lord, and we say thank you. Our peace comes from the Lord. You say, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world give it to you. Let your heart not be troubled, neither be afraid. We thank you for peace today. As our soul prospers, we should be in health. We thank you for health prosperity today, Lord God. Oh, we say thank you for favoring us today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We thank you that you're still making house calls on today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. You're visiting the hospitals and nursing homes on today. You're going from room to room. Hallelujah, creating miracle signs and wonders. God favor us today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We thank you that your favor is running us over today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We thank you, Father God, that we are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath, that we are more than conquerors. We say thank you for favoring us. Our eyes have not seen and ears have not heard what you're doing for us and going to do for us. God favoring us. Oh, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we lift up all your children to you today, all our children, all our grandchildren, all our great-grandchildren to you today. Because, Father, we say thank you for favoring them, Lord God, because you don't have no nieces and nephews and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. We are your children, and we say thank you for it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for placing the right people in all of their paths. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we draw them to you and not snatch them from you, Lord God. We say thank you for favoring us today. We lift up all those in the penitentiaries all over the world today, Lord God. Cover and keep them in perfect peace, Lord God. The county jails, Lord God, in every city and every state, cover them inmates, Lord God. Place the right people in their path that will encourage them in you, Lord God. Even in the penitentiary, God, even in the county jail, Lord God. God favoring us. Oh, we lift up the homeless to you today, Lord God. We thank you for the homeless today, Lord God, that you're making meet needs for the homeless today, Lord God. God favors the homeless. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just come to bless your name today for breakthroughs and not a breakdown, that we are better and not bitter, that we are the victor, no longer the victim. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. God favoring us. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We plead the blood over the president and the vice president and their families today, Lord God. We ask you to order their footsteps, Lord God. Lead and direct them in all truth today, Lord God. God favoring us. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And when I look back over my own life, I can truly say that I am blessed, that I am a walking testimony. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just come to bless your name today, Lord God. We say thank you for being our Father. Thank you for loving us when we didn't love ourselves. Thank you for your right hand holding us up in the midst of a storm. We say thank you. You're favoring us. We lift up all the bereaved families all over the land today, Lord God. We ask you to comfort them and keep them, Lord God, because your word says you never leave them nor forsake them, Lord God. So God, we say thank you for favoring the homeless today, favoring the bereaved families today, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we bless your name today, Lord God. Can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it but you. You are Dr. Jesus. You are the great physician. Hallelujah. You are free and high. Oh, we just say thank you for favoring us this day. We thank you for the visionary of this line, Lord God, as he continues to pour out to your people, pour back into him, Lord God. God favoring us. We keep up the Matthew family, entire family up to you today. Keep your arms around them all, Lord God. Continue to draw them near to you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, keep them from seen and unseen danger. Keep them from seen and unseen sickness. In the name of Jesus, God, you favoring us. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So have your way this day, Lord God. Have your way this day, Lord God. Deliver and set free today, Lord God. In the precious name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. God favoring us. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Amen and amen.
Father, we give you the glory. We adore your name as we come before you, Lord God. We thank you even now for the hour, Lord God, of humility. We thank you even now, Lord God, that you would allow this time for us to worship you in pure abandonment, to exalt your name, to worship your name and extol your name. Lord God, we praise you and we magnify you, Lord God, as you would give, Lord God. Your presence, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua. Because you say, Lord God, that you will pour out your spirit upon all flesh. You say that your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall have visions, and even your daughters shall prophesy. That none of us, Lord God, will be without excuse. Because your spirit is poured upon each one of us, oh Father. It is poured upon those that know you and those that don't. That they may have an opportunity, Lord God, in the time, Lord God, that you will give of clarity. That each one can choose you, just even if we've had the choice to choose you. As you have said, choose ye this day who you will serve. We thank you, Father, as you have given us to be, Lord God, a part of your kingdom, that we can, Lord God, now sort of speak forth your word that will break down the asylum. No, sort of that was assigned against our brothers and sisters. No, sort of that we're willing to hear your voice. Now, so when you say come up here, now sort of no, sort of as you will show us, oh Father, as the Holy Spirit will shout forth out of us, to annihilate every force of darkness that's been assigned against our brothers and sisters. Those that are on near soil and foreign soil, as you have given us the authority to fight on behalf of those that are the remnant, those that you have called, Lord God, by your name, those that don't even know you yet. But as you will move us in the realm of the Spirit, you say this one, that one, this one, that one. We thank you even now, Lord God, as you're moving in the midst of us, as you're stirring us, cleansing us, as you're washing us, as you're purging us, as you're purifying us. Sometimes we don't understand as the sword is on the inside, as it's cutting things out that is not of the Father. But we thank you, Father, because it's not our righteousness anyway. It is yours that you see. We're thinking that you're cleansing the eyes, Lord God, that you're cleansing the ears, that you're cleansing the mouth, that you're causing us, oh Father, to meditate on your word day and night. No, so as you're causing us, Lord God, to study, to show ourselves approved, and still move in humility as you're showing us the things, Lord God, in the realm of the Spirit. As you're causing us your spirit to rise up to shut the mouths of lions, so they be at the tread on scorpions and serpents, as the trample on the young lion and dragons, no, so to as to command pestilence that would attempt to come in darkness to be annihilated from our lives as we open up our mouths and the Spirit of the Lord speaks forth from us. No, so that our body is the Lord's temple. Now, so no unclean spirit, no disease has authority to be there. You have given us that of our mouth and speak. That authority you gave in our mouth. No, so de beke yala nerebo de beke ne no so tine meke yala boko de baka. Because you pour out your spirit upon all flesh. Now, Father God, we thank you even now. No, no, so taba hasa. Those that have been cast had been beguiled and seduced. Been tricked, no sort of been lied to by the enemy, no sort of been. We take the two-edged sword in our mouth after we have lift up, Lord God, worship before your throne of grace, no sort of been. And that two-edged sword goes into the camp where the enemy had also set and planned, loved about and plotted against our brothers and sisters. But we decree and declare right now it is cut off. We decree and declare that the angel that took out 187,001 nights
is in the midst of that camp. And Father, we surely look to you, not so asking you, Lord, should we take this foil? Because if you say leave it there, we leave it. If you say as far as we take it, we thank you even now, Lord, as you're putting, oh God, a renewed strength, as you would do the eagles. As you're speaking destruction, annihilating the cords that the enemy has set against our brother, cause them to think that they cannot come out of this one. It is not us who take ourselves out. It is the Lord himself. He is the one who carries us through. He is the one, Lord God, who leads us through. He is the one who lifts us up. He is the one who keeps us in humility. We thank you even now, Father. You say even concerning the chaos, don't bother about it, because there is a time when the angels that will be released with the tickles. Will bundle up every tear that thought it can unravel itself around the body of the living God. And now, so that your lying wonders, do you not know our Father knows his own from the enemy? No, so that we don't have to worry about ourselves, because the workings of the wicked one, but we stand with an authority in our mouth, and we will not only speak what we hear the Lord saying. Every work that the enemy has lied and encamped about the people, the living God, we have part the Lord and part the liar. But we decree and declare, even as our Lord said, so that they say, when the enemy will come with a stone and say, do you not have the authority to turn it to bread? And we rebuke the enemy with the word. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. Shut your mouth down, you lying wonder. When the enemy will say, not to flip yourself off of this cliff. Did he not say, I will give angels charge over you? And we rebuke your mouth, you lying wonder. We will not tempt the Lord thy God. We stand with the word of the Lord God Almighty. We worship you, Father. We magnify you, Father. We adore your name, Father. We thank you even now, oh God. My Father God, where it seems painful, it is okay. You're just cutting out the things that the enemy attempted to unravel us with. How we will jump with a joy. We will leap with gladness. Hallelujah. As the deer pants and not concerning the streams of water, so our so long it for you. Oh, my Father God. Yeah, my Father. Thank you for the oil. Thank you, Lord God. Father, we're keeping the oil as you, Lord God, showing us around the places that you were sending us about. But our ears are sensitive to the bridegroom. That we would hear the spirit and the bride say, come. Oh, Father God, we thank you even now, because it's you. It is your wife, Father. We are yours. We are your wives. Oh, my Father, it is the way you created us in the spirit. And you fight for your wife. No, no, yes, Father. No, yeah, Father, you say rebuke the spirit of Eli. Rebuke the spirit of Eli. Rebuke the spirit of Eli. No, and we decree and declare most of the cases of Bakasata. Turning that, which will attempt to occur in the midst of that the enemy will so seduce and beguile. We rebuild that spirit that we will walk holy before the Lord God Almighty. And we worship your name and adore your name. Because we love our brothers and we love our sisters. And we will fight for one another. We thank you even now, Father. Yes, Father, you say rebuke the spirit of my mouth. That will try to rise in the back. Causing Abigail's husband to refute the army. Esther will not give unto you things that you need to sustain in the cause of the back and strengthen yourself. We rebuke that. Spirit, we will not get to the point, that it would take a Abigail that would have to go and supply, gather the supplies to get to the military might that's going in the realm of the spirit to annihilate the forces. We rebuke it before it rises up. We decree and declare, your word, Father, is manifested in this hour. Many heard when the Father said to them, so that they could give to this one and to that one, not so that they can't hear the but the enemy dulled the ears, but we were coming out, we rebuilt that spirit of the neck, not of the cause of the cast, no for Sunday, not for for the warriors of the back wall, they're going into battle north of the cage of the Bakoto. They're covering the region. They're taking out forces of darkness of the Kasa. As being led by the Holy Ghost of God, with the angel of the Lord before them. And the Father, giving forth the orders and the make a son of the castata, Naco Sanekina, Noco Sanekila, Tota, Neke Suni, Minimacasta, and we dare not take for granted, no Suni, Minimaca, Leno, Naco Kinaya, Lona, Suni, for it's the Father that raises up, and it's the Father that takes down, but we will not weep. We will not rejoice over one that the Father would choose. To take down, we will not rejoice. We will weep as David weeps for Saul. No, so that they can because it's God's anointed. No, so that dare we. No, so that speak my sonne concerning what the Father has anointed. No sonita, we are all my sonike. No sonireba kasa neke. Lunireba kasa nireba kata. No sonireba kene. Alona. No senina mai. Choosing the living king. It is the Lord God Himself. yourself. The one that the Father said, according to the book of Psalms, I've exalted my word above all my name. I've exalted my word above all my name. It is He that we bow to, because the Father said to, no, so that they can't get up in the back of no sin, not so tired. And His word, Yeshua, oh my shit, has never gone back to His Father void. When He completed the mission, He bowed His head after He said, Father, it is finish what you place in my hands to do have been done. Father God, we pray now, Father, as we thank you for the angelic host that is going forth to fight on behalf of our sisters and brothers in the hour that we're living all over the globe. Those that are weeping and crying out, Lord, don't have not even had a chance to come to know you, but they're on the brink of doing so. My Father, for the sisters and brothers in every portion of those regions that you have spoken, and I must get up and go. I called you to go. Drive where I told you to drive. Turn when I tell you to turn, and stop when I say stop. That is mine. Speak to this one. Speak to that one. Must for the making of a not. Father, no longer fat off of that with his stuff down on the inside. Release that which the Father has placed on the inside. We thank you, Father. But there are those that are saying, where are you? They talk about you, God, but I don't know. And the Father of the night, I fear not for the decay, because I said to occupy until I return. That was for every last one of my creation that I've called by my name, and I gave an opportunity. No, for the decay, yala neo, not for Father, I thank you now, Lord, my Father, and I bless your holy name. I glorify your holy name. Oh, Father, we're not to take not one for granted, not one for granted, not for the naked, no, for the Makai, for the one in the naked, that we will think is the smallest or the least. The Father said it's the greatest in His kingdom. I thank you now, Father. Oh, my God. No one may know you, but the Lord God Almighty know you, because your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah. I glorify your name, Father. I magnify your name, Father. I exalt your name, Father. I glorify you, Father. I magnify you, Father. I worship you, Father. Hallelujah. Father, teach us, Lord, to bow before the Lord of glory. Hallelujah. To the blessed Lamb of the living God. Hallelujah.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreTheLetterU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Get ready. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries presents the 8-Year Church Celebration. Celebrating 8 years. 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Dr. LaRon Matthews, Sr., Pastor. Celebrating 8 years of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. The anniversary celebration theme. It's time to make it count. March 25th through 27th, 2022. Kicking off Friday night, March 25th at 7 p.m. Bishop Nathaniel Matthews, Sr., Pastor of Way of Life Holiness Church, Joliet, Illinois. Saturday morning, March 26th, from 10 a.m. until noon. It's the Leadership Workshop. Your host, Apostle Greg Jacobs. Greg Jacobs Ministry, Chicago, Illinois. Saturday night, March 26th, at 7 p.m. Apostle Linda C. Sherrill, International Deliverance Church Ministry, Chicago, Illinois. Sunday, March 27th at 11 a.m. It's Celebratory Reflection with Dr. LaRon Matthews and the Restoration Family. Your hotel information, Hampton Inn and Suites, Chicago, Southland, Madison. Madison, Illinois. Call area code 708-748-4102.
708-748-4102.
And ask for the RFPM Church Celebration Block. For more information, call 708-825-1988, Administrator Bullock, or 877-912-2027, Administrator Bryant, or text 334-440-6152. Come help us celebrate 8 years of ministry. The Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries 8-Year Church Celebration, March 25th through 27th, 2022. We want to see you, so make plans to be there.
There is crime.
The day. I welcome you today to another prophetic experience teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive. Yours truly, Prophet Lorion Matthew, and I welcome those listening in the international world and around the world. We welcome you on today, and we give God praise, glory, and honor for you, you and you, those of you, you can share that we blessing God for all that he's doing, and certainly it's only through the grace and the love of God that we're able to survive what's going on in the land, and truly, we thanking God for his loving kindness towards us and to govern yourself accordingly to those announcements that came through. We once again, thank God. I want to recap on some things I've shared previously with many of you. God bless you all. Please share it with others. Thank you for joining us on today. Certainly it's such a pleasure and honor to have many of you that are listening in from around the world, Sierra Leone, West Africa, Ghana, those who are listening, European cities and continent, bless you on today. And certainly we thank God for you all on this day. And certainly we honor the Lord for all that he's doing for us on this season. All right, pray with me if you would. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We honor you. We glorify, we magnify, and we magnograph your name. Father, we know that it's in your name that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that you are Lord. You said in your word, God, in the book of Job 22 and 28, if we decree a thing, so shall that thing be established. You also said in your word that the steps of a good man are ordered by you. David said in Psalms 37 and 25, he said, yet I'm young, but now I'm old. Never have I seen the righteous forsaken, neither I see begging bread. God, we're standing on the word of God that this season will be a season that we will not beg for anything, but we will seek your face for everything. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now for the waters that are being troubled all around the world. People are wavering. In the name of Jesus, the mind is under attack. God, we decree and declare that you are the solution to everything that we need. God, we give you praise, glory, and honor. And it is so in Jesus' name. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen to the Lamb of God. All right, we're blessing the people of God. And once again, we thank God for many of you who are joining us and giving God the praise and the honor for all that he is doing in our lives and for our lives. This is a time where many of us as believers, we really need the power of God. We need the power of God. We need his power like never before. And as I was sitting and thinking and pondering on the word of God, I felt something unusual that's happening right now in the land. And the people of God, you need to connect to those who have power. And if they don't have power, you better find somebody who is connected to the presence and the glory and the power of God. You have to connect with those who are a source to what's getting ready to happen. We are in a very unique time. And when I use the word unique, I'm using it from a charismatic standpoint. But we're in a time right now where the body of Christ and the people of God, we need the Lord. And everybody know we need the Lord. Even those who are not connected to the Lord know we need the Lord because of what's getting ready to unveil in this season, the unusual things that are yearning and burning in our spirit, in our mind, in our thought. Some of you, you're feeling you're feeling an unusual feeling, an unusual thought right now. There's some things right now that unusually that is happening to our the very substratum of our mind, our thoughts, our will, and our body. And there's something coming, and the earth and the world is sensing it and detecting it. But what's getting ready to unveil, it's getting ready to unveil silently. It's unveiling. It's already been loose, but what's getting ready to manifest is silently, but it's going to accelerate itself. It's going to accelerate itself to the place of like almost like the 10th degree of things. And we as believers have to really be hold on to the horns of the porch and the altar to be connected to God in every area of our lives. And those who are connected to God have to keep their self focused on God. What's going on right now is a strong spirit of distraction. This spirit of distraction comes with a mental illness. I want people to hear this. The spirit of distraction that's attacking the people comes with a mental illness behind it. What do you mean the spirit of distraction comes with a mental illness behind it? The spirit that's distracting us now are affecting us later. The spirit that's distracting us now are trying to infect us in the future. Everything that's coming right now against the men and the women of God is to get you to deviate from the course and the plan for which God has for us. We are close to something in the land, but men and women of God, this is a warning. Do not be distracted right now. Don't be distracted. There, as a matter of fact, as I was praying, the Lord said, He said, in the mind of the people, there is a spirit. I'm going to try to break this down. He said, there's a spirit that's attacking the mind of the people to draw them away from what I'm trying to do in them and for their lives. Literally, there's in the spirit realm, and it's manifesting in the natural, is the chanters. There's a chanting spirit that are creating. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And that's the way he gave it to me. He said, there's a thief. It's like a spirit of a thief that's attacking the mind of my people. And this spirit of a thief is coming against our thoughts and our thought process. Now listen to this. Isaiah 26 and 3. Here's what he said in Isaiah 26 and 3. And hold on to this word, Isaiah 26 and 3, where the Lord, he said in 26 and 3, he said, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusted in thee. See, what the enemy is doing, he's utilizing people to take your flesh into areas of your life where the enemy can create a mental illness for your destiny. Listen to this. What the enemy is doing right now, he's attacking your mind, and he's trying to take your flesh into places where a mental illness will hinder, destroy, and delay the destiny of the people. Because, saints of God, this is a pivotal month, and I've shared this with many people. And I told many people we are at a pivotal crossroad in the earth realm. And so the prophets, the entertaining prophets, don't have any information anymore. So what they're doing is they're going over to prophetic people pages, and what they're doing, pasting, and what they're doing, they're copying what God is releasing and trying to share it with people, but they don't have the frequency to release it with power. So what the enemy is doing right now is he's sneaking up on the people's mind like a thief, and he's going into the mind of people, and he's taking their flesh out of the spiritual things of God. And the enemy, once he takes you up, the mental capacity or the mental illness of it will draw you away from God, and many people will miss destiny. See, this month is very pivotal to the destiny of God's people. I'm telling you, it's very pivotal. I'm telling you, it's very vital right now, Sister Dunn. It's very vital right now, Sister Carson. It's very vital right now that you stay in the place of God and maintain the spirit of God and the things of God right now. You have to stay in that place right now of God, and you have to understand that everything that's happening, it's for the enemy to try to destroy you. The enemy is trying to destroy you. The enemy is trying to destroy you. You know that God has us in his hand. And doing supernatural things. So what the enemy is trying to come in the spirit, he's trying to come in to break your will and your ideas. I'm telling you, the people of God, I want you to hear this. You are at a very pivotal point. Some of you, God has you slated for one of the most wealthiest times of your destiny. And at this pivotal point in your life, many of you are getting ready to arise into one of the most powerful times in your life, in your destiny. And at this critical crossroad of what God is doing, the enemy is trying to pull the power source and the power grid from you. So he said, thou wilt keep him in what? Perfect peace, whose mind is what? Stayed on thee, because he what? Trusted it in him. See, what he's trying to do to most of us at this center plate piece of life, Bishop, he's trying to take you and drive you out of your place of glory. Some of us, we are at a pivotal place in our walk with God. I told the people after March 5th, to literally March 25th, and you're in that window of the things God is doing for you, in that window where everything is being masqueraded. Ha! Whoa, shot. See, the enemy is masquerading right now over some of you. Some of you, you're at that place where the masquerading of the enemy is showing up. And that's why God sent us. You notice right now, they told the whole world can unmask yourself. Why? Because the enemy is masquerading right now. He's parading his mess. The enemy is about to be exposed in this season. And every trap that the enemy planned for our lives, he will not be able to do it because the power that God is releasing. There's a power source that God is releasing to his people. And he said, thou wilt keep him in who? Perfect peace. Who mind is what? Stayed on him. And what? And those who what? Trusted in him. Where is your trust factor right now? Who are you trusting in this window and in this dispensation? Because in this window and in this dispensation, things are turning in the favor of us. Things are being released in the favor of us. We're watching a manifestation of the power of God. So totally the answer. Tell the people that the enemy is trying to masquerade. One of the things you're going to experience, some of you, you're going to experience an all-points bulletin of counterfeit spirits. Counterfeit spirits. Number one, you're going to experience counterfeit spirits. These counterfeit spirits are going to have the spiritual thoughts, but they won't have the spiritual garments on them. And if you're not careful, they will fool you, because the word of God says if Satan would, he will fool the very elect. In other words, what he's trying to do now is he's trying to manipulate you with that spirit that's on its life to get you out of your position for your possession. I'm telling you, where most of us right now, we're watching and we're viewing the things that are going on right now. God is releasing the power for us to be able to move into the dimensions of him, and we're able to move in the pressures of him. I got a call yesterday concerning a ministry and some people in ministry, and I was not necessarily moved by it, but the Lord said, now it's time to pray. And it's time to pray because what has transpired, people of God, is everything that looked it real is now coming out that is not what it's going to be or what it's said to be. See, you have to have the power in this hour to be able to deal with the demonic influences that have been that are trying to trap destiny. Look at somebody say, you will not trap destiny in this season. See, the demonic influences are being launched to trap the destiny of men and women of God. So many of you know that the Gregorian calendar specifically fell on this day. Now, if any of you study this gentleman, he is a prophet, but he was a Catholic priest, Nostradamus. Listen to this, saints. The very lot that Nostradamus talked about at this time, because he was part of the establishment of the Gregorian calendar, it literally fell on the lot. 2022 and 2021 and 2020 were all pivotal times of what's getting ready to unveil or be revealed to us. So the enemy is trying to take out any male child. They're in a final assault against male children. They're trying to do everything in their power. And then anointed women, they're trying to change them to masculinity. He's doing everything in his power. Those that are in leadership, top-ranked leadership, are losing their mind because of the power of selling them soul out to demonic forces. And then those who are lying on the sideline are waiting for the next move, but they're going to miss it because what's going to come in is the enemy is going to try to connect you to the wrong grid and snatch the power that's in the men and women of God. You are in a pivotal crossroad now in your life. Here's what Paul said in Romans. He said it in Romans chapter number 12. You turn to Romans chapter number 12 in verse number 1. Here's what he said, Paul, in Romans chapter 12 in verse number 1. He said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren. Now, here's what he said. Now, the duty and the responsibility of the believers, he said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. Paul said that for a specific reason, by the mercies of God. In other words, what he's saying is that we need the mercies of God. We need God to move and intervene right now. We need God to move real quickly because most of us, most of the people in the land who have already been connected to the warfare and already been connected to what's happening, especially in the vaccine time, everything that was a lie is coming to the surface. And everything that was truth is manifesting itself now. So what the enemy has done to the intercessors and the prayer warriors, he has sent his secret point man against you. He has sent his secret point man against you to pull you out of your place of power and authority. And what the enemy is doing, he's trying to use every source that you have against you, and the power that you have left, he'll take it for himself. See, he's trying to drain the saints. Why? Because right now, the church world is in a major drought. It's a famine. It's a famine going on. It's a famine going on because right now, the famine is there's a lack of true, authentic word that's bringing the people out of the incarcerated system of the world. So Paul said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your body. Now, why did he say that? Listen to this thing, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. What has transpired because of the years that the enemy has came against human lives, most of the people who were sick It's because their body was not presented a sacrifice. It was not. So the enemy made it easier to cause sickness on you. He made it easier to trap you. He made it easier to attack you. He made it easier to stress you out. He made it easier to break your will. He made it easy for you to hold on to stuff that caused you to eat the wrong thing. So he said you have to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto who? God, which is your what? Reasonable servant. So he meets us. Look at God. The Lord, he meets us right where we are at. And a lot of people, this is what happened to a lot of people. Many people were pushed into position that was not the time. So here's what he said. He said, reasonable service. God meet us exactly at the development, maturity, and the place where we're at. And people will push you into positions and places that will destroy you or delay you or leave a scar on you. So many people will be scarred, some people will be destroyed, and some will be delayed because what the enemy did, he allowed you to see others move, and then out of their movement, he used others to push you out. See, one of the things about the devil, if the devil can't stop you, he'll push you out there. And when he pushes you out there, he'll push you out there with no power to defeat these spirits that are rising up. Nature, there's something happening in nature, saints of God, and you ain't seen nothing yet. What's getting ready to transpire in the climatic shift of the land? There's a major geographical turning point. And when I say a geographical turning point, the Lord gave it to me like this. He said, as Elijah sent out his servant, and he sent him out seven times, and what did his servant say? He said, out of the sea, I see a hand of a man. What you're watching is upside down, right side up. Everything, the world, and everything that was going on was upside down. Now it's right side up. So you got people now that are trying to live right side up, but they upside down. And you have to be careful of those who you connect with in the religious world that's trying to sell you something upside down when it's right side up. And those in the religious world that try to tell you something is upside down when it's right side up. What do you mean, prophet? All of the things that he's doing now in the perverse realm, he's making it a move against the divine law of human life. And so since President Obama couldn't do it, what they did is they used a vaccine in the lives of the people to send spirits into your life to have you upside down when you're really supposed to be right side up. See, the enemy is doing everything in his arsenal, and they're using people to sell human lives at stake. And you have spirits of the enemy, of the devil, falling for the trap of the hand of the enemy. That's why he said you have to have your mind girded about with truth, with the breastplate of righteousness because of all that's going on in the world. The enemy is trying to trap the body of the people. Matter of fact, he's trying to literally trap the cerebellum. Now listen to this. Listen to this, saint of God. I want you to hear this. Hear me clearly when I say this. The enemy is trying to trap the cerebellum of the people. Now, the cerebellum and the cerebrum, listen to this. The cerebellum receives information from sensory of the system and the spinal cord and other parts of the brain. Then the regulatory system of movement. The cerebellum coordinates the function of voluntary movement in your posture. Now stay here. Listen to this. Your posture. It determines your posture. And so from that place, it brings balance in coordination and speech and resulting in a smooth balance of muscular activity. Now listen to this. Your cerebrum is the larger part of the brain, and that contains the cerebral cortex of the two hemispheres of the brain. And see, what the enemy is doing now is he's separating the cerebrum from the cerebellum. What he's going inside is he's attacking the balance. He's attacking your sensory. He's attacking your spinal cord. He's attacking a part of the brain that controls movement and your posture. That's why you see so many people are mentally and emotionally out of order, because their posture had been breached. Preach, man. The posture of the people had been breached. People are mimicking and imitating other spirits, and those mimicking and imitating other spirits causing people to be drawn by those spirits. And those spirits are drawing people out of the will of God. And so they have other spirits operating in another body. And the demonic forces are operating in those substratum to control the destiny of God's people, to bring them out of the place of victory, out of the place of preeminence, out of the place of your net. Because if God can, if I prophesy this into you, many of you are in a generational wealth wind. Now listen to this. In this dispensation of time, it's supposed to be the wealth of the unjust is laid up for those who have been connected to the inheritance. So you're watching the ancients of day wealth men loose to the people of God, and you will not be able to get it because of these demonic spirits that have entered in and changed on the very substratum of your posture. In other words, when you think you're a king, you'll be a fiend. When you think you're a queen, you'll be a fiend. When you think you're a rulership, you'll be out of place, because the enemy is changing the strategy of the mind of the people. The enemy is coming in at every turn. He's trying to bust over or that calioso. He's trying to come in and bring you and break your will down and your thought process and control you with deception and manipulations and the things of the controlling spirit to break your will. But I came to prophesy into many of you today. You must have holy, you might well share now, because I'm going to the mountain now, because what the enemy is trying to do now is he's trying to steal your ability and your reasoning to discern who you really dealing with and who has been connected to your life. Here's what Paul says here. Let's read on down here. And y'all stay there with the cerebellum and the cerebrum, because I want you to understand in the cerebrum, it controls the hippocampus of the brain and what we call the basal ganglia. This is motor movement, and it deals with the habits in the lean, in the eye movement and coordination of you. It deals with your coordination of your ability. Paul put it like this in these words. He said, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And the way the mind is renewed through the cerebellum and the cerebrum, they come together to bring balance to the eternity in humanity. Preach, man, let me tell you something. See, the two hemispheres of God, because God recognized that the demonic spirits and the warfare you under, he recognized that you're battling internally. And so if you ever want eternal power, you must deal with internal conflict. And the cerebellum is the smaller part of the brain, and the cerebrum is the larger part, because the God said, I keep you weak so I can keep you worthy. So the cerebellum controls the balance of posture of God. It means you can go before his presence from that place. If the cerebrum is not connected to the hemisphere, demon spirits will connect itself to your life. They will control the very thoughts in the way you move in life. And so these spirits will begin to interfere. So the word of God said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. What did he say there? Be not conformed. He said, be not conformed. That means copycatters. Transformers mean creators. So from the place of creativity, when the enemy come in against you, then what God do is he change your posture. In other words, you know how to transform. You know how to transform into something different. You don't become a copycatter after your people. You transform and you create. That's why Jesus was able to move in the spiritual realm. He was able to move in and out of his enemy. See, some of us will get around our enemy and we'll get afraid, and they'll be able to sense the synergy of you in humanity. But when you transform, you pick up the synergy of eternity in humanity, and the enemy can't stop you in the presence of God.
because you're able to move through the power and the glory of God. That's when miracles happen. When miracles happen from the cerebellum, it means you can transform yourself. You can be turned to another man, but maintain the image of godliness in you. He gives you the frequency and the power to tap in. You'll be able to tap into things. So when you see danger in a person's life, you see destiny from the presence of God. Oh, preach, man. When you see danger in the life of a person, you see destiny in the presence of God. So you can speak from that place. You can prophesy from that place. And somebody will be healed. Look at somebody and say, I'm being healed now. Heal, anointed. There's a miracle happening right now for somebody because of the power and the glory of God. Here's what Paul says here in this particular verse. He said, be not conformed to what? This world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of the mind. What he said there, Sister Debbie, is that in this place of God, when you become renewing of the mind, when the cerebellum and the cerebrum come together, the hemisphere of the brain become one with God. When it becomes one with God, the Lord never has to be there because you become him. Let me step up. See, in this place, God never has to show up. He'll use you as a vessel. And see, what you'll become, you'll stand in proxy of God. When you become a copycatter, what you do is you become what somebody told you you would be, and you'll never become what God told you you would become. Because I am that I am. What you do, you introduce an eternity in the presence of God. God never has to get off his mercy seat. What he does is he sends his grace to you to bring people out of the things of their past. And the power that's on your life began to transform them because of your ability to understand your posture in the things of God, the power in the things of God, the things that the Lord would do in you and through you. You're transforming yourself so you will be able to prophesy with accuracy. You don't prophesy guessing. When you prophesy with accuracy, that means you tap into the dimension of where the presence of God holds your destiny. Oh, could you get a mind? Oh, see, there's a place where God holds our destiny at there. And we're there. And when God lets you tap into that place, he'll let you tap into the destiny of the man and the woman of God. And he'll let you go inside that realm, Gwen, Marshall, Prophet and Marshall. And he'll let you tap into every illegal and unauthorized agent that's not from you, but it's from the bloodline of generations. Because what most of us are dealing with is we're dealing with generational things in the bloodline. That's why the Gregorian calendar was set up so people don't know their generation, their inheritance, where you're at, and even your spiritual being. Many of us, we are out of joint because we're out of the presence, and we don't even know who we are in God. That's why people will wave back and forth with every wave of doctrine and teaching, and there'll be anything that somebody tell them. One day somebody will come with a word, and they'll fall into it. And then another day somebody will come with a word, and they fall into it. And they keep falling for the work-a-doke. Look at somebody say they fall for the work-a-doke. The enemy will work a doke on you and have you back and forth. You wouldn't even know who you are because that spirit will pull you in. And so he said, be not conformed, but be transformed. Now, transformation means regeneration. It means regeneration. What do you mean regeneration, Prophet Matthew? It means you will be able to understand all generations by being regenerated. When God regenerates you, he gives you power to understand everything in the generational line, even from the beginning of eternity into time. He'll allow you to tap into his glory, tap into his power, tap into his anointing. See, you don't need hands laid on. You need your mind to tap into that place and be transformed by the renewing of it so I can bring you into the refreshing of it. I'm prophesying a refreshing today. Come on, see, I call about that. Come up out of that place that the enemy trapped you. Come up out of that place that your mother told you. Come up out of that place that your father left you. Come up out of that place that the church blocked you in. You're coming up out of it into the glory of who you are in God. Listen to this. He said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of the mind. Now, the renewing of the mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. He presents you. And so the cerebrum, understand the cerebellum and the hippocampus and the basophilia of the smaller part of the light in you, the light, the bulb, the neural or the gene in you, which is the genius in you, which is the genealogy in you, in the human brain, will allow you to know and understand what the central nervous system has already designed for your life and your purpose. So your cognition and your emotion will not fight against each other based upon what you think, what you heard, not what you see. You'll be able to move in the presence, in the power of God. So everything that you do, when demonic spirit shows up to try to deceive you and manipulate you, your character does not change because of the demon presence and power. The demons understand that you have the power to resist them, and they have no power over you. When you resist them, they cannot come in that area. So what they do is they try another attack or another scheme. But while they're doing that, the power of God is being being released to you to a greater level inside you. And you know how to overcome all of the traps of the hand of the enemy because your ability to understand your posture in God. Notice now that everybody in the world are following titles and not his presence. If you follow his presence, you'll see the fullness of his glory over you. And when you maneuver in the glory of God, the enemy cannot own you based upon your definition of your creativity of the agents of titles. You are able to flow power of the glory of God because of who you are in him. And when you are in him, you will be able to move in and out of the spiritual realm, and you'll be able to defeat anything that the enemy will try to bring against you because of your level of understanding and your intellect, your dialect, your dialogue with God. You'll be able to speak in tongues, and you will interpret clear what God is saying about the purpose of the individual. Most of the time when we speak in tongues, it's to edify us. But when we speak it out publicly, it's for the people. So the interpreter must be able to give you the information of what God is saying based upon that realm or that atmosphere. The atmosphere is set for God's people to be able to receive the glory of God and the power that's being released unto us at this place and at this level. The enemy does not want God to smile on your breakthrough. He don't want the enemy to smile on the door he's opened. He don't want the enemy to connect to many of you. I told many of you this will be a year of ceremony. Listen to this. This will be a year of ceremony. You will see unprecedented people coming into relationships and connections and marriages and things in their life you have never seen before. Why? Because the bride and the groom in the spiritual realm is coming together. Now in the natural realm, God is connecting people to the destiny of where they're supposed to be. In other words, the cerebellum is bringing you into the balance of the posture. So what you used to see wrong, you'll see it right. What you used to see off, you'll see it in the alignment. You'll see your coordination come into balance. Your speech will be edified. You won't walk around with speech impediment. You won't walk around dyslexia. You won't walk around not understanding the Greek and the Hebrew. You will not walk around being broken. You will walk around in the posture of God. That's why 2020 was breaking the posture. 2019 was to destroy the mindset. 2021 was supposed to eliminate many of you. Some of you were supposed to be on the second floor of a mental hospital. Some of you were supposed to have been slated for a graveyard. Some of you were supposed to be walking around as a loony. Some of you were supposed to be on drugs. But God brought you out of it because he recognized and realized that I'm bringing together my power and my grit so that my anointing can rise up and the people of God can see that I'm bringing you with power to your mind. Look at Joel and say, he's bringing power to my mind, my power to my destiny, my power to my anointing, my power to my victory, my power to my purpose, my power to my new love, my power to my family, my power to my ministry, my power to the anointing, my power to the glory, my power to where I'm going, my power to the victory, my power to the presence. He's bringing you through right now because he's bringing you into my ceremonial year. Because I know what the enemy planned. I know the strategy of the enemy. I know the doors that was open. I know the trap that he set. He couldn't kill you then. Because I'm bringing you into that place where my posture is connected with my presence. And I'm bringing together my people for such a time as this. Oh, this is Sakado Shekadamanto. Yenatoto. Obasikitebahai. I'm showing you a higher dimension in the things of me, far greater than where you were at one point in your life. And at this place that I'm taking you to, you will become the witties of now, the inventions of now. Some of you are in a time where your new projects are going to be the inventions of the world. Your new book is going to transform destiny. Everything that God have you in is to be a transformation of what was. Because in this season that we're in, the demonic abyss of the world concerning the very order of world orders that have been sent down through demonic spirits will not be able to have that frequency because what God has already released through men and women of God. That's why the enemy is being exposed at every level. And the reason why you see other people being connected to that exposure, because what you thought they were, they thought they were with us, but now that they have always been part of that other demonic spirit realm. And now it's coming out where you know how to make the right choices and the right decision so you can move into the glory and the power of God for your next. Look at somebody say, the power of the mind. God is doing it for us right now to let us know that the human brain is now the window to the invention of the world. And I'm showing you who you are in the kingdom. And so where people used to try to control you or manipulate you and break you down from getting to that place, they would not be able to harvest that place. They would not be able to hold on to that place because they do not have the sources to do it any longer because they're not connected to the power of what God is taking you now. And you're moving in and out of it with authority and power. That's why when he opened up the ceremonial door, everything in your past will be considered an exit because your future is bringing you into the glory of God and the power of God for your life right now. And everything is coming into alignment. Alignment. It's alignment. It's coming into alignment, thanks to God. And anybody that don't come into alignment, what's going to happen is they're going to miss it. They're going to miss it. That's why you're watching the church world, and many of the people in the church world are going back to the same spirit before coronavirus ever was existed. Most people that are coming back now are coming back with a transformation of something new. Because pulpits now must have a Cairo presence. over a Kronos schedule. If you flow in the Kairos presence, that means that everything that happens in the church, from the pulpit to the back door to the entrance, is all in the atmosphere of the miraculous. And God can perform any miracle at any time. So the preacher wouldn't have to preach. You remember they said the glory was so heavy in the church that the priest didn't can even preach because of the presence of God, because of the presence of God in the building, because he's breaking the entertaining system. He's breaking the showboat system. He's snatching down the arrogance presence. And he's revealing his glory to all of us in this season. And you have to remember that in Isaiah 6, I believe it was, he said, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the presence of the Lord God, his train, filled the temple. And when he came into the presence, then God raised up a prophetic voice. He raises up a voice after the death. He raises up a voice in the middle of a transformation. So many people will be able to exactly what God sees. So I told the Lord last night, I said, God, I want to see what you see. This is the hour where I said to God, everything I do, Lord, I want to see what you see. I used to say to God, I don't want to see it. I don't want to know what's going on. I don't want to get caught up in that. But I refuse in this season to let spies and traps in landmine and demonic people continue to travel on the road that he's taking me. I refuse to go down the same road of yesterday. You have to understand where you're going in the kingdom of God. And where you're going in the kingdom of God now require men and women of God to use the neural or use the gene inside you that they called it corona. It was corona. A crown that covers the kingdom of God. And they use it to manipulate your corona. And many of us, we're coming out of the manipulating corona. You're coming out of the manipulating corona because that's why they call it COVID-19. It was the date and the time specifically earmarked for where everything was getting ready to manifest in your life. You in 2022 now. And in that 2022 now, based upon the calendar year, it split itself with the calendar of the Judaic calendar. And so the Judaic calendar came back into play. And we're watching what was supposed to take you out. Cannot take you out now because you are in the Judaic event. That's why your body is catching up with your cerebellum and your cerebrum is introducing you to the hemisphere. And God is bringing you back into the balance of him. Some people don't want the balance because they don't feel that it's the proper balance. Some people don't understand the balance. So they're fighting it because they're so used to the old way of doing things. Then you have those that are in the balance where you're moving upon precept upon precept upon precept upon precept. Here a little, there a little. You're tapping into the glory of the glory of the glory. And God is taking you into his presence. And you're watching the power manifest itself in your life. And that's why the word of God said in Proverbs 11, a false balance is an abomination. He was not talking about the sin of the world. He was talking about being able to balance him and you. God Almighty. He was talking about being able to balance him and you. And when you learn how to balance God in you, he doesn't take your identity away. He doesn't take your love away. He doesn't take your creativity away. He doesn't take your anointed away. He don't take your ideology away. He don't take your flesh away. He don't take what God called you to enjoy away. What he does is he balances it with his power so that you will be able to understand your flaw but favor. In him, all things relax in him. And you will go to a place in God where you don't become so religious that you miss the righteousness of enjoying a vacation. You're going to be so religious that when you see things that you need to enjoy, you won't rebuke it. You won't become so religious that you won't be able to have a sound mind. You won't be so religious that you don't even want to smile, but smiling faces that come to you, they tell lies and you'll believe. You won't be so religious that you don't know how to enjoy life. You don't be so religious that when you get to the restaurant table, you don't have to speak in tongues, you can eat a meal. You won't be so religious that when you walk with people, you don't have to walk all crazy. You're the power of the glory. In other words, that the power of the shadow will heal people's lives and people will be delivered and set free because of the power, because of the sonship you in, and the glory you in, and the power that you have, and the glory that you have. You'll be able to move in earth with. Your credit will change because of the key in your body. Things will happen because of the anointing and the glory of God on your life. People will understand when you show up, their lives change. When you show up, their lives transform. When your enemies see you, you'll bring them to peace. Because the word of God said, when your ways please the Lord, your enemy will have peace with you. They will not take you out. They will have to come subject to the authority and the power of God on your life, to the power of the anointing on your life. So don't worry. God said, I'm bringing you into the power of the mind. Look at somebody say, get your mind back. You'll get your destiny back. Get your mind back. You'll get your life back. Get your mind back. You'll get your money back. Get your mind back. You'll get your house back. Get your mind back. You'll get your ministry back. Get your mind back. You'll get your job back. Get your mind back. You'll get your wealth back. Get your mind back. You'll have victory. Get your mind back. The enemy can't have you. Get your mind back. You'll flow in the depths. Get your mind back. You won't be stressed. Get your mind back. People won't manipulate you. Get your mind back. The social media won't control you. Get your mind back and flow in the power. Oh, shout out, I say. And the glory of God will be here. One bad anointed man or woman of God. You walk in the power of God. Everything that comes up against you will not be able to defeat you. Because you got your mind back. And when people see you, they'll try to figure you out. Why is it that they act the way they act? Because what I'm used to seeing is something different. But where you at in God now, the enemy can't do what he wants to do. Because you're too far. You're too far in the kingdom now. You in it. You in it. I was shopping yesterday at the store, and one of the stores in my area, and a well-known preacher, many people know him, television preacher, noticed me in the store, I noticed him, and we spoke. And he said, Prophet Matthews. I said, yes, sir. Yeah. And we've had a conversation. And little did I know, all of these months and years, this well-known preacher around the world was watching everything that I was doing. He said, I saw how you served your leader. I saw how your leader talked about you. I saw how you presented yourself in the kingdom, Sister Debbie. I need to connect with you. He said, I need to connect with you. It's time to connect with the right source. Sometimes you don't even know. Watch this, people. Sometimes some of you will be messing with some of the rats and snakes when God wants you to soar with eagles. Eagles are watching you, and the eagles are swooping down, taking out snakes for us and taking out rats. We're trying to make rats our friend. We're trying to make snakes, people who will eat us up, that'll take us out, choke us, our friend. You know what he said to me? He said, from this day forward, I'll say that. I won't even go there. Touch me and say, get ready. Things are changing around us. Some of the things that God is doing, this is for somebody out there. Stop hanging with counterfeit people who are imitating people like myself. Stop hanging with counterfeit people who don't have their same anointing, but what they're doing is they pasting and gluing what you speak, but they don't have it on their life. Stop allowing folks to speak over your life that is not authorized to tap into the destiny of eternity to release it in time. You want a quick word from the Lord, you better tap into the presence of God right now for yourself and allow his glory to be magnified over you and in you and the things that you do and the power of God for your life. Because many things are happening, and that little spirit, that whisper that have came against the mind of many of us, have told you a lie about your greatness, created illusions and delusions for your life. And I came to prophesy to some of you right now, and I want you to hear this word. I want somebody to hear this now. If you receive this, I want you to hear this. I want you to hear this word. It's 8:36, 9:36 in the Eastern time zone, 6:36 in the Pacific, and in other parts of the world, you count your 5 hours and 6 hours down. There's something that's getting ready to transform my life. Between now and the next 24 hours, for some of you, right now, that's 87,400 seconds in a day. 87,400 seconds in a day. And somebody, I want you to hear this. What God is about to do in your life, your purpose in your destiny, is he's about to transform your life forever. You will never be the same man. You will never be the same woman. You will never be the same person of interest. Your whole life will be a transformation of the glory of God. And everything about your destiny and your purpose will forever be removed. Hear me now. Some of you, God is taking you into a prophetic place in him that your life in this next 87,400 seconds will change the very substratum of generational things and hits and people and families in your bloodline. What you saw on this day will never exist again in your database. Your cerebellum and cerebrum is introducing you to ignite you into the sensory of God. Your coordination will never be the same. And the way you house things then will no longer be that way. God said, my hemisphere shift. And you're going to literally see most of you in this 86,400 seconds in one day. Your transformation of your life and your life will give you literally 20 more years to your life, because your cellular systems and organs are going to be regenerated in this presence of God. That's why you're going to see something major is about to show down in the next 72 hours in the world. And it's going to shock the world, but it won't shock many of you all. So you will see that what God's spoken into the lives of his people are going to transform the thoughts. Look at somebody say, the power of the mind. What they cannot do to you in the mind, they will not be able to do to you in the organs and the move of God. This is not a shift that I'm talking about. I'm talking about this is a regenerational wind that's blowing to the genealogy of what God has spoken to you. And you're going to tap into it, Brother James. You're going to tap into it, Sister Nelson. You're going to tap into it, Pastor Coleman. You're going to see a move in their city like never before. There will be a move in your region you ain't never thought would happen. Alan Patterson, you're going to see, man of God, things you didn't even dream that is going to happen. Man, you are under a horrendous warfare. I couldn't even call you because God said I had to pray you out of this thing that your mother prayed you into, man of God. You're in a pivotal place now, Sister Peter Gay. God said, I'm getting ready to do a transformation, woman of God. God said, your plan, a strategy for your son. I'm doing something unique in him because the enemy is trying to visit the bloodline. And I'm looking at third generation. So God said, tell you, woman of God, stand back. I'm sending out of the hole. I'm sending my wind through it now. And I'm going to do a transformation you don't even know about. Because God said, flesh can't win, but my victory will. Brother Campbell, I'm prophesying to you, man of God. The Lord said, what's been held up? I see a strong death spirit. Visit your bloodline, man of God. Fourth generation death spirit. It attacked your bloodline. It attacked your bloodline. It attacked your mind. But I want you to hear this word, man of God. I'm looking at an angel swooping down right into your bloodline of the children and the seed. And God is cutting it off at the edge. God is doing something in your life, man of God. You need to write that book, man, because once you complete that book, man, it's going to touch people's lives like never before. God is doing it right now, Sister Sears. God is moving over your life and your purpose. There's a mandate on your life right now. He's opened up new ideas, Sister Turner. Sister Turner, you got to release those things. You laid it at the altar. God said you can't keep picking it up. I'm saying it in the next 72 hours. Counting down, I told you it's 86,400 seconds in a day. You have to understand 24 hours in a day. And the move of God is exploding right now. And things are being broken down. Sister Dern, you got to see the Spirit of God moving. He's moving over you right now. He's moving over your situation. I even speak to something going on in your stomach. God is moving over it right now. He's moving. He's doing a healing right now over you. He's bringing you through now. Administrator Rita Bryan, this is what I heard in the spirit, woman of God. My administrator, I want you to pick this up in the spirit. The Lord said, release that to you because what's getting ready to be broken, woman of God, there's getting ready to be this major door being opened. And I see out of a hole of a coast katak. God said, it's been held up. I saw something break, woman of God. I saw it break. It's just like it broke, like boom. I heard a boom now. God said it went a boom. What happened just went a boom. God said, you broke through it, sister. And you're getting ready to tap into it, woman of God. You're getting ready to snemosko behind. Oh, thank you. This is what I see. God said, I just killed a sniper in the spirit. There was a sniper. As a matter of fact, I saw the sniper. It's been against the males in the bloodline with alcoholism and drugs. I see something right about 19. This was like 1918. Going back to like 1850, 60s, 70s, all in the 1800s. It's falling down through the bloodline, woman of God. God said, I'm taking you through Shabahodobasa. God said, even the mantle that's been on Connie life has failed on you because others can't handle it. And God said, now the doors are being opened. Greater doors have been opened. And the Lord said, that season that I had you connected to her, you was her covering and watching over her. You was her protector in that season. You was her strength in that season. Even in the season of the division and the divide, you were still hovering over her. And the Lord said, you're going to get a call. Oh, shot. You're going to get a call that's going to blow your mind. Get ready, woman of God. It's already happening. Something's about to happen in April. Something's about to happen in April 16th, 17th, 18th for somebody. God's going to get ready to do it. Dr. McMillan, you are in a spiritual place in the Lord. And God said, I'm doing something for this door. Oh, my God. God said, I'm doing it. Let me handle it. Let me handle it in this season. I'm moving it out of the way. I'm closing it down now because of where I'm taking you, mighty woman of God. What I'm doing inside you. I see two women. These are two female women. Be very careful. Let me stop. Be very careful. Be very careful, woman of God. You're trying to get them to connect to what God is doing. And they're not going to connect. That's why you're being frustrated right now. in your project and what the Lord is doing. And so the enemy is trying to destroy a major project that you have. And I even see the book, and I even see a platform getting ready to open. But they're behind your back talking. And they may even be on here with you. You call them, invite them to come. They know who they are. Because some people invite folks. But I'm telling you, God has his hand on you. He has his hand locked on you. And the enemy will not be able to break it because of the power of the glory of God on you right now. Sister Selden, woman of God, hear this today. The Lord said, let it go. Let it go. Let that thing go. Because there's so many things that the Lord is going to do in this divine connection in this season. And you're so close to what he's doing, and you feel it. That's why you were literally sleeping. You so hungry for the word of God. I have never seen a person such as you so hungry for God out of your experience. You have to write a book so you can be booked for the next. You have to write a book so you can be booked for the next. God has his hand on you like never before. Sister Hawthorne. I hear the word expansion, expansion, and you're in expanding time, and some of your delays with these continuous negative male relationships in people. God is separating you in this season. Something is going to happen for you in August of 2022. It's going to be very powerful. Write that down. Mark your calendar. Pray every night over that one and watch what God is going to do in your life. You ain't seen nothing, Sister Sarah De La Cruz and all of the people that God is connecting. I'm telling you, woman of God, it's almost like we're prophetically talking, but some people have to see a leader in presence so you can receive an impartation. There's an impartation that's going to open up, that's going to change your generational bloodline, the white side and the Puerto Rican side or the Spanish side. There are so many things that God is going to do in your life right now that's going to break you through because of where you're going. I see a door going to be open in California, and it's going to bless your life. I don't know if these are relatives or other people. I don't even know what's going on with this family rivalry. It looks like a third generation or something happening. And the Lord is doing a transformation right now for you. Stay in that place. And I'm a host. Stay in that place, man. Stay in that place, woman of God. Stay in that place. Stay in that place. Prophetess Tina Rice, this is an all-points bulletin, woman of God. This is an all-points bulletin for you. The Lord said, tell you, there have been a vault to the city open to you. A vault to the city has been open to you. And the Lord said, he's going to give you opportunities of a lifetime. And the opportunities of a lifetime is going to open up doors. I literally see a deal signed. It's going to be something like $1 million. But now hear this, woman of God. You're going to sign it. But you're going to make the millions out of it because of what God is doing. He's changing your posture in your environment and the people that are around you for what he's getting ready to do inside you. Your life will never be the same. As soon as you were ordained, your life will never be the same because of the position God has you in. And the Lord said, your culture is changing. You're in a culture change. As a matter of fact, in the culture change, everything is coming into alignment. You're going to watch and see your May, your June, and your July going to be so powerful of the things that the Lord is doing for you and all of the things he's opening up for your life now, that you will walk in total victory in this season, man, woman of God, and for your life and for your destiny. There's some things that God is going to do for your daughter. She's going to assist you. God said, I'm closing out a door. I'm looking at something like in the next 90 days because he got to reveal this thing to her. But you're going to have to be there so she can lay in your arms. Because there's some things that God is going to reveal to her, and she's going to need you. God is going to do it. There's somebody else right now. You got a daughter too, and she's in a similar situation, and God is moving it out of it. He's moving over you. Sister Nancy Jones, woman of God. Hey, Shabba. God said, I'm placing you. I'm looking at, he's placing you. Strategic place in this season. And in this strategic place, everything is being turned in your favor. I'm not going to use the word turnaround. It's being turned in your favor. And you're going to see the manifestation of the things you asked the Lord to do in 2016. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. 15, 14, 13, all the way in 2012. Since 2012, you're going to see those things turn in your favor, woman of God, because of your willingness and your ability to trust the Lord. Trust God. Saints, trust him and watch his will to be done for your life and in your life on today. The power of the mind, the manifestation of his glory for your life today. Walk in it, man. Walk in it, woman of God. Walk in it, whatever, everything that you have is strategically done. Strategically done for your life. Watch God do it for you. Apostle of the Lord, Apostle Russell Shebu, man servant, this is the word for you, man of God. Even though things didn't work the way you thought they were going to work, man of God, I'm looking at something in the next 30 to 60 days. God is going to do something in you and for you that's going to literally turn around the last 3 years of your life. Listen, man of God. Strategic planning. The enemy has attacked you long enough. I hear the word of God, enough is enough now. And the things that the Lord is doing right now for you, man of God, is going to change the dichotomy of your bloodline and all of the things in your bloodline that your father missed and your father father missed. You will be able to inherit those things, and you will see them. As a matter of fact, there will be some things your grandchildren will be privileged to. There's specific grandson, because you didn't have any son. God said, tell my friend. He said, I'm going to allow him to carry that mantle, and he will fulfill the work, the purpose, the mandate, and the vision that God has given you. It's going to be so powerful, man of God. Brace yourself for the wind of change that's coming, because you ain't seen nothing yet what God is going to do in you and through you for such a time as this. You're in it right now with all powers and authority, and everything is coming to pass for you, says the Spirit of the Lord God. I told the people of God, listen to me, I couldn't sleep on this. I said this to many people. Listen to this. There will be a major assault. Hear me. A major assault that's coming to the United States of America. Brace yourself, people of God. It's an inside job. It's not an outside one. It's going to be inside, not an outside one. Now, I told you all when I told you what was going to happen January 5th, after January 5th, 2021, it happened on the 6th. You're going to see a major black leader lead the earth realm. Sons of Issachar, there's going to be a Spanish leader. God's going to raise them up. Listen to me. You're going to see many things begin to move in the favor of God's people. Some of you in this place that you're in right now, you ain't seen nothing yet what's getting ready to happen in the royal family. Hear me, in the royal family. What they're hiding right now in the Vatican, they don't want it to come out. When it escapes out of the Vatican, listen to me, people of God, here, right here. When it escapes out of the Vatican, the entire dynamic of the church world would never be the same. You hear me? You better hear me today. God is sending a wind in, people of God. There's folks listening in, and many of you joining me right now, coming in from all over the world. I'm telling you, brace yourself. If you never braced yourself, you better brace yourself now. The assassin that the enemy wanted to do, it will be a delay, but it will happen. People of God, we are in a time in the earth realm. Listen to me. In the earth realm, where those who are last are rising to the occasion now. And you've been in the battle, and you've been in the synergy of the battle. It's going to happen. Let me tell you something. Anytime they send an agent to my house where I live at, and then put people on planes when I travel, and I see them, I identify them. They know that something is about to happen in the world. Anytime you shut down a conference line, releasing the information, and it shuts down like that because everybody tapped into the grid to get the data, something is going on. Brace yourself, Chicago. Brace yourself, California. Brace yourself, New York. Something is happening. And people of God, you better have God, because you're going to need him for this one. You better have him in your heart. Lock him in now. Lock him in the door. Lock him in for this time of your life. Lock it in. If you go back to my blog, I broke down 2-2-2022, and I broke down 2-22-2022. Do you know there was somebody that reached out to me and said, this was a man reached out to me. He said, I don't know who you are, but you tapped into a secret society code, and they know you, and they know that you're not part of it. That's quote in the quote. I broke it down to the strategy. That 20-day period, see, many people were pumping religious stuff. You got to understand what God is revealing to you and what God is revealing to the people and what he's revealing to the lives of the people. Things are not what they look like. What they're giving you is not what they look like. Let me tell you something. Adolf Hitler said, I use emotions for the masses. I use reasoning for the few. There's very few people that have reasoning in their life because they're emotional people. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Things are happening. I've been restless in my spirit. Things have been coming to me like a computer. Downloading. You have to know what's getting ready to befall the nation of the world and what's exhibit number one and exhibit number two. I wrote it down here. I told some of you all, I wrote it down. And this is what the Lord gave me in January. And I believe it was in January when New Year's Day, and some of you all heard me share it with you. I have it here, but God gave it to me for some of you all, and he revealed it to me, to many of you all, but it's opening unto the people. Hold on, I think I have it here. And many of you are going to see it manifest itself for such a time as this. And when it happened, you're going to know. There it is. Write this word down. He gave this to me. He said it's called the trap data systems of the world. The trap data systems of the world. Now, this is what the Lord gave me and many people don't even know about, but he gave it to me prophetically. There's a satellite in the earth, up in the millions of miles in the earth. And what it does, it traps data systems of the world. And strong demonic presence use that trapped data system. And that data house information. The trapped data systems of the world is being revealed. And not everybody have that system. That's why you see those, so those people going up to the moon paying billions of dollars. The trapped data systems of the world will not be able to outdo the kingdom of God and what God is releasing to many of us right now. It's called the trapped data system of the world. And people don't even know about it. God gave me this name when I was asleep. I jumped up and I gave it to you all on 1-1-2022. It's being revealed and people are seeing it and it's happening now in the name of the Lord. I'm done. Let's pray. I've got to prepare for 11 o'clock service. Thank you, those men and women of God. Restoration, you need to be in the house today. Pastor, I have a word for you all today. You need to be in the house. Those who will be there, will you get a seat? Because I think we had over 65 people last Sunday in the service. You get a seat in the building. The Lord is moving. We're inviting you to join us today in our service. 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, at 11 a.m. There's a move of God. I told you, we don't interrupt our regular scheduled program. We can move in the restoration. We let God will be done. See, the Spirit of God have access to us. We don't have access to it. I'm not my own. I don't even own myself. I'm just here. I don't own myself. But God has his hand on us. He has his hand on you, Sister Melanie. Brother Joseph, listen to this man of God. God have you in a powerful position, powerful place in him. He's moving over you. He's breaking off some old things to bring you into the newness of him. Walk in that presence, man of God, like never before. In the name of the Lord. Let me go back to our minister. Join us today. Those men and women of God of the ministry, join us. Be in the building today. God is moving supernaturally in the place. There's a word for the people of God today. We want to see you in the building. Sister Sabrina Daniels, bless you on today, woman of God. I want you to hear this, woman of God. This is a word for you as soon as I'm talking because God is just downloading so many things here. The blood cell system of your child. God is dealing with it right now. I want you to hear that this is what I'm looking at right now. I'm looking at the organs in the cellular system, the cells. This is on your mother side, father side of the bloodline. Generational things. God is moving right now. And God is, I hear the word restructuring things for you. And I even hear this, woman of God, I want you to hear this. The Lord said, the tools that they're using does not work. God is doing something this very moment. And even some things that you asked the Lord to do, I'm looking at you waking up at night. You're getting up at night, even in the middle of some of your battle fatigue, talking to the Lord. See, you were standing over the little baby. You were crying, holding her in your arms. Listen to this, woman of God. Your teardrops carry a prophetic oil in them. Listen to this. This is from God. The angel just released it. In that, there is a pubical sin present in the tear that fell down on the baby. You're going to see the miraculous hand of God move over you. The Lord said your ministry is far beyond the church building. God did not allow the seed to come from that place. He designed everything now for you in this season of your life. Your strategy in the next 8 months, and even the project that you're working on, you're going to see the manifestation of many things. Even your own, and having others in the medical profession work for you. Everything is coming into alignment. What you saw yesterday, you will never see again. You've been frustrated over that. That season is up. God's hand is handling everything in your neck. Hold on to God's hand and watch him manifest itself for you. Red cells and white cells of the baby. God is regenerating some things in there. Some of the cells of the other baby has went into the seed of the other one. And God is now reversing it, not to the other one, but bringing it to balance. Hold on, woman of God. Evangelist Gwen Marshall, you're in a very powerful place, woman of God. Everything that you asked the Lord to do in the last 8 months, you're going to see everything you presented to the Lord on your case. Woman of God, you ain't seen nothing yet. The doors that God has opened for you to walk in. When you open your mouth, prophet is Gwen Marshall, you're going to present the authenticity of the world to hear what's in you. Woman of God, your book has not seen nothing yet. You're working on the second one. It ain't seen nothing yet of what God is going to do for you in you. There's a white gentleman that God is getting ready to connect you with. Your financial portfolio will never be the same. You're getting ready to walk into the greatest wealth times of your life because of your obedience, woman of God. I prophesy that into your life. I prophesy that vault in your mind. I prophesy into the cellular systems of your hand. Everything you're touching is going to be open for you, woman of God. And the Lord said, I see three contracts. I see three contracts, and I see something lit with these look like Chinese people. I don't know if they're Chinese foreigners or whoever these people are. It's going to be the connection, woman of God, and it's going to launch you. So prepare yourself for what God is doing, going to do with you. In the name of the Lord, it is so. In Jesus' mighty name, it is so. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord on today. Hold on, people of God, to that. Hold on to the word of God. Keep that in your spirit. All right. Saints of God, I want to give you opportunity now, those of you to be a blessing to this ministry. Brother Antonio Summers, bless you, men, servant. God said, tell you, he said, this is a, thank you, Holy Ghost, I see a clock. I see a watch. I see it like a watch. The Lord said, the time has came into your season. The time has came into your season. What you went through, I'm looking at 2014, the time that came into your season. Some things transpire in 2018. But the Lord said, now I'm bringing you into exactly what he said he's going to do in your life. I want you to understand this and carry this in your spirit. What was supposed to break you, it only bent you. So it can bring you into the place of God. There's so many things that the Lord is connecting. I don't know what this has to do with like a brother or a sibling. But God said, make good on it. Watch what he's going to do with your life. Everything's going to come together fastly. I see this young lady, whoever she is, God's going to move over their life and bring change in them. You got to trust the Lord and that it will be done in the name of the Lord. All right, saints of God, I want as many people that's could, real quickly, as many of you as could, while the anointing is high and the presence of God is moving right this moment, I want you to call this seed the data release seed. I told you about the trap. This is called the data release seed. I want those who are sold into this data release seed today. This data release seed is called the data release seed. And I shared it with many of you. And some of you have given us praise report about that 122. Those of you who were sold the $122 into the data release seed, the data release seed. And I'm seeing it already happening, manifesting itself for you. It's called the data release seed. The data release seed. It's already in the prophetic database, and it's being released to many of you. Even in the prophetic sound, in the frequency that we're in, God has said, I'm handling everything that the enemy had brought or taken from some of you. You have to understand this data release seed is very pivotal for right now in the time. I told you it's 87,400 seconds in a day. That's 24 hours. That's 1,000 years to God. You ain't seen nothing yet what God is doing. And many people have been blessed by that $122 seed. I already explained it. It's the gene. It's the oneness. It's all in Genesis. The separation and the birthing to bring you to understand what grace of God is for your life. Man of God, woman of God, today is your day. Some of you, I can't touch you, but my mouth can reach you right where you at. That data release sheet, believe God for it. Take God. Some of you looking at 911 right now on your clock. If you look at your clock in the central time zone, it says 9-11. If you're in the eastern time zone, it says 10-11. If you're in the west coast time zone, it says 7-11. So you're in the prophetic winds of the 11s right now in that dimension in the spirit realm. I must go, but bless you all on today. We're looking forward to, I'm telling you, God is moving. God is moving, I'm telling you. There's some things been opened up for people when they tapped into that. God gave engines to people's car. People got houses they didn't even imagine. You see, you're tapping in. You're tapping in. God is moving. God is setting in motion. He's setting things in motion for you. And in that prophetic motion, everything is opening. Your ears are being opened to the clarity of things. And some of you, you're in that presence of God right now where the Lord is saying, release that data seed. Release that data seed. You can name that data seed. Call that data seed. And I'm telling you, it's already in. I told you it's 87,400 seconds in a day. That's a wind blowing. Every second is moving in this time zone. And you're moving in it, and you're watching the magnificent presence of God move over you. You are in the power of the mind, the manifestation of something great. Walk in that, breathe that. God is doing it for you. Know that his wind is blowing. Sister Lisa coming, it's going to be broken. It's going to be broken for you. You have to hold on to what God told you to do. Some things we got to go back to what God released to us and watch him move over that area. I must go. I feel many of you still pulling on me right now. But God's hand is on it right now for you. He's doing it for your life. Hold on to that. Watch the mighty hand of God over you now in this season of your life. I bless you, man servant. Bless you, handmaid. Bless you, kingdom leader. Walk in your purpose. Walk in the promises of God. Hold on to God's unchanging hand right now. He's doing it for you. All right. Love you too, man of God. Love you too. Love you too, people of God. Hold on. We're heading to your, yes, we're heading to the East Coast. We're heading to Baltimore, Maryland. We're heading to New Jersey. We're on our way to Washington, D.C. We're heading out to Arizona. We're heading to Arizona there. There's other doors been opened. We just have not, just had a breather to open up. And God is doing it for us. So you keep us, keep me in your prayers in this time. Thank you, man of God. We appreciate it. So that data release seed of 122, it's in a great time. Yes, we're going to believe God to move and come into Birmingham. We're believing God for that region as well, too. We're believing God for it. We're trusting the Lord in that area, too. God bless you, woman of God and kingdom leader. We're heading, thank you, for Baltimore. May 15th, we'll be heading to Baltimore East, Baltimore Deliverance Evangelistic Center. We're hitting there. We'll be with them there for one powerful night. We're looking to be there. We're going to be heading to Florida today. We've got to finalize some things with them concerning Florida. But we bless God for you. Okay, real quickly, those who are going to sow it via Zelle, my administrator put it on. You can go to Zelle at We Restore You. That's Zelle at We Restore You. WERESTOREU at yahoo.com. If you're going to do it via Cash App, go to Cash App MoneySign, RFPIM. RFPIM. Thank you, Sister Bullock. Thank you, Administrator. Thank you, the two Administrator. Appreciate you on today. If you're going to want to go to our website, go straight to our website at werestoreyou.org. We revamped our website, so you can still go there and be a blessing. While you're over there, you might as well get the book, Love the Unfinished Chapter, the book, Love the Unfinished Chapter. I thank God for those who have been blessing. I told you God just sold a big fee. I just found out we sold 15,153 books between November and now of these books, Love the Unfinished Chapter. If you have not got it, you want to get it in your library. The next book is coming out called The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. You want to get that book out. And then we're working on another one at the same time. So my brain is moving real quickly. Sister Gwen Marshall, bless you, woman of God. Thank you, Sister Sabrina. Bless you on today. May the Lord continue to cover you all. You all keep me in your prayers now. Please do that. Sister Suzette Williams, we bless the Lord for you, woman of God. We loose the power of the anointing of God on you. Yes, go to Amazon. You can purchase at Amazon. If you purchase on my website, I'll send it to you with a gift from the ministry. We're going to be doing something very soon on Clubhouse. I didn't want to do it, but I felt a release because I connected with some people. And so we're going to be doing it soon on there. So keep us in your prayer. I love you all tremendously. Keep me in your prayer, okay? All right, sow that seed today. We appreciate you. Bless you on today. Thank you. We'll see you in the house. Bless you there at San Antonio, Texas. Bless the kingdom leaders there, the apostles of the Lord. Bless you all. We love you all there. We thank God. We're going to be talking to the leader to make sure we solidify the date that we had scheduled. We appreciate you all. People of God, have a phenomenal day in the Lord. Go in the power and the strength of God. Hold on to God, unchanging hand. I'll let you know that he's moving immensely over your life. Don't forget to join us 11 o'clock, 11:45. We'll be going live at 11:45. Look to see you there, okay? Have a phenomenal day in the Lord. Go in the power and the strength. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom in your court is my prayer for you on today. Take it away, Administrator Rita Bryant. God bless you over there.
Get ready. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries presents the 8-year church celebration. Celebrating 8 years. 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Dr. LaRon Matthews, Sr., pastor. Celebrating 8 years of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. The anniversary celebration theme, it's time to make it count. March 25th through 27th, 2022. Kicking off Friday night, March 25th at 7 p.m. Bishop Nathaniel Matthews, Sr., pastor of Way of Life Holiness Church, Joliet, Illinois. Saturday morning, March 26th, from 10 a.m. to noon. It's the Leadership Workshop. Your host, Apostle Greg Jacobs. Greg Jacobs Ministry, Chicago, Illinois. Saturday night, March 26th, at 7 p.m. Apostle Linda C. Sorrell. International Deliverance Church Ministry, Chicago, Illinois. Sunday, March 27th at 11 a.m. It's Celebratory Reflection with Dr. LaRon Matthews and the Restoration Family. Your hotel information, Hampton Inn & Suites, Chicago, Southland, Madison, Illinois. Call area code 708-748-4102.
708-748-4102.
And ask for the RFPM Church Celebration Block. For more information, call 708-825-1988. Administrator Bullock or 877-912-2027. Administrator Bryant or text 334-440-6152. Come help us celebrate 8 years of ministry. The Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries 8-year church celebration. March 25th through 27th, 2022. We want to see you. So make plans to be there.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive-By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International, Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy.
Coming soon. Coming soon.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read.
Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD presents
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
The brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
It's available now.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreYou.org.
That's WeRestore, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreYou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Order your copy today.
Good enough.